Jesus is your healer. Join Gloria Copeland today as she concludes her teaching from Healing School, a place to receive your healing. She leads us in a special prayer of confession for your total restoration and wholeness.
We're talking about divine health, and Psalm 103 says, you're familiar with this scripture. It's a big scripture. It's a big gun. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Well, if you're going to remember his benefits, you're going to have to find out what they are, aren't you? So that's what the Bible's for. That's where we find out God's word concerning everything. Healing's a benefit. Peace is a benefit. Joy is a benefit. If you've ever been depressed, you really, really appreciate joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength, who healeth all thy diseases, forgives all of our iniquities, healeth all of our diseases, redeems our life from destruction, crowns us with loving kindness, crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Up in Colorado, we've got a place up there, and we watch this eagle just swoom around, and he's up there so free. Ken says he's doing acrobatics. He's a pilot. And they do wild things. I mean, they can really go with it. Our youth is renewed like an eagle's, so that we can soar through life. Healed, prosperous, well. Glory to God. Well, what about, though, you know, people die sometime. So everybody's going to die sometime if Jesus doesn't come soon. And then we'll just zip out of here. That'd be great. But, well, what happens if you know Jesus and you go before what we call the rapture of the church, when we're all caught up? That'll be an exciting day. What happened? Well, you'll leave. You'll just leave. If you live out the full number of your days and you fulfilled all the will of God and everything's ready and you're old enough to die, what happens? You get promoted. You leave. You just leave your body. I'm telling you, we'll make you look good. You'll look better than you looked before you left. Somebody will take you, and they'll take you down to the funeral home. The body will go to the funeral home. They'll buy you a new outfit. Now, they not ever bought you doodly squat before, but when you die, man, you're in a different class. They'll call somebody in to do your hair, get you a new outfit. Glory to God. Put you in a satin box. That's not you. You're Gollum. This is just all wasted effort. They should have given you something before you left. Bought you a new dress while you were still here. Because now you're gone. Glory to God. And for us believers, man, we are in a fine place. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we don't have anything to fear in death, but we do want to live out the full number of our days, and we want to do everything God's called us to do. You know, I don't want to come up before the Lord someday. I'm expecting to get a big reward and some fine words, and Jesus says, well. In other words, what is your explanation of what you didn't do in the earth? No, we want to fulfill. We want to fulfill all God's called us to do. And then we want to live well and healthy and strong and prosperous until the day that we leave. Amen. 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 And we want to stay well all those days. And healing belongs to us. Amen. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by his stripes, we were healed. Let me read you this scripture about enjoying life. Got to get my Amplified Bible here. I tell you, the Bible is so good. And it'll just stir you up every day. You can get stirred up every day with the Word of God. Because there's so much in it, you can't get it all in a lifetime. 1 Peter 3:8. I'm going to read from the Amplified. Finally, all of you should be of one and the same mind, united in spirit, sympathizing with one another, loving each other. Now, this is the way we're supposed to live. As brethren of one household, compassionate, courteous, tenderhearted, humble. Never return evil for evil or insult for insult, but on the contrary, blessing, praying for their welfare, happiness, and protection. In other words, somebody does evil to you, bless them, pray for them. And truly pitying and loving them. Love them. Feel sorry for them and love them. For know that to this you have been called, to walk in love, to forgive, and so on. For know this, you have been called to inherit a blessing from God, that you may obtain a blessing as heirs, bringing welfare and happiness and protection. Now this 10th verse. For let him who wants to enjoy life, let him who wants to enjoy life and see good days keep his tongue from evil and his lips from guile. So our words are important. You know, they make fun of us sometimes because we say what we believe we want to come to pass, and we endeavor not to say anything else. And this says, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from guile. Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. This is the way we're supposed to be living. And let him do right, and let him search for peace. On down in there it says, do not merely desire peaceful relations with God and with your fellow man and with yourself, but pursue and go after them. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to enjoy life and see good days, obey God. Speak right, believe right, act right. And the blessing will be manifest in your life. Hallelujah. That covers everything. The blessing covers everything good. So we do want to enjoy life and see good days. Now let's close with this scripture in Isaiah 53, which is a one we all know, but we're going to put our eyes on it. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. Isaiah 53. 4 says, and this is our healing scripture we're receiving on this scripture today. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses. Weaknesses, sicknesses, distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. And yet we considered him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions, or our sins. Talking about Jesus. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. He took the curse, in other words, for you and me, Jesus did. He was made a curse for us, the scripture says. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. We are healed. He took it for us. Whatever's wrong with you today, if you have anything wrong in your physical body or your mental parts, if there's anything wrong, Jesus made it right by taking it on to himself. He bore our sicknesses, the scripture says. and carried our sorrows, and with his stripes, he was beaten, he was striped, with his stripes, we were healed and made whole. Glory to God. Now you feed on those healing scriptures. We're going to act on that one today, but you feed on that until you understand that the curse of sickness, just like the curse of poverty and everything else in this earth, has been already born for you. Jesus was made a curse for us. He bore the curse of poverty. Poverty is a curse. It's under the curse. He bore the curse of poverty. He bore the curse of sickness, disease, every sickness, every disease. He bore it for us so that we could receive him and be free. Now that is what it means to take Jesus as the Lord of your life. It's not just something that happens at church and it's over. No. He took all of the curse. Everything, you look in Deuteronomy 28, and there's a blessing that came on the people of God because they were obedient. There was a curse that came upon the people of God because they were disobedient. Jesus took the whole curse upon himself. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and he took the whole curse. He took poverty. He took everything you can find in that curse. We've been set free so that we could receive him and come out from under that curse. Now begin to see yourself curse-free. Did you know there's a little thing that I don't even think they make them anymore, but there were little boxes you could put on your television, and it'd take the curses out, take the bad words out, so that your kids could watch TV. Curse-free. They call it a curse-free. It's great. We've got probably 10 of them around. I mean, it just zips it out, you know. You don't have to listen to that. So, we are curse-free. Glory to God. We've been made curse-free. Think about it. All the bad things in Deuteronomy 28, which is nothing that you can find every bad thing that you ever would have to contend with in the earth in the curse, and you can find every good thing in the blessing. So Jesus, it says in the Bible, redeemed us from the curse that the blessing could come upon us. Well, that includes healing of every sickness and every disease, because every disease and every sickness was listed under that curse. It said if there is one not listed there, it's still under the curse. Hallelujah. So today when we pray, we're not really the sick trying to get healed. We're the blessed. We're the sickness free people. And we're receiving what belongs to us in the blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the big thing about that is every sickness, the Bible says, every sickness and every disease that's not written down in the curse is under the curse. So when medical science comes up with new sicknesses, new diseases, and you hear about them, you're delivered from it. You've already had your shot. If you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, he bore your sins, he bore your sicknesses, he bore your diseases, all at the same time. You know how he did it? He took it. Somebody had to pay the price for Adam's treason. The Son of God stepped up, offered himself. I mean, I don't know exactly what he said, but I could just imagine he said, "I'll go, Father. I'll go, Father. I'll go for him." Glory to God. Jesus did it for you and me. And today as we receive that healing, just know, he's the one. If it weren't for him, we'd still be under the curse of sin, darkness, like the world is. How many of you have been born again? If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you've never been born again. And these things don't belong to you. But all you have to do right where you are is just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Let's all say it together in case there's even just one person here that's never said it before. He won't be alone or she won't be alone. Say this, Jesus, I receive you as the Lord of my life.
Take my life
and do something with it.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to read this. We've taken it. We've read it. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weakness, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains. Yet we considered him stricken and smitten of God, as if with leprosy. But, and here's the scriptures you need to have handy anytime sickness tries to come your way. But he was wounded for our transgressions or our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. With the stripes that wounded him, we are made whole. Say this, Jesus, you are my healer.
You're my Savior.
I receive you as the Lord of my life.
I receive you as the healer of my body.
Stand up on your feet now and let's pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive our healing in Jesus' name. Put your hands right on your head. We receive our healing in the name of Jesus from the top of our head. Say, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I command my body to be healed. I command my mind to be healed. I take my deliverance. I am the healed. In Jesus' name. Now I add my agreement to that, and I speak to every sickness, every disease in this place, and I command you in the Lord Jesus Christ. You release these people. You release every person in this place, Satan of sickness and disease. I command every sickness to depart your body. In Jesus' name, be made whole. Say, I take it.
I take my healing.
I have it.
I am healed.
In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise you, Jesus. Now act on it and begin to do what you couldn't do before. If you couldn't move something, move it. If you couldn't lift up your arm, lift it up. Bend over, bend over. If you couldn't do it before, whatever it is, in Jesus' name, every sickness, every disease, every condition has been dealt with in the name of Jesus. And we took it. We took our healing. Amen.
Sister Gloria, this is the Robertson family, and they have multiple testimonies.
Oh,
praise
good.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say thank you for teaching us faith and how to stand on the Word.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Me and my husband had tried for 4.5 years to conceive.
They had tried for 4.5 years to conceive, and it appears that they got their miracle.
Well, boy, what a good-looking group. Stair steps.
When he was born, he was diagnosed with two conditions that they said was incurable. One was renal tubular acidosis and hypothyroidism. And they were giving him medicine. It was making him worse. And me and my husband said, we're not giving it to him anymore. We're going to stand on the Word. So we decided to stand on the Word. He's 4 years old now, and he's off of all medication. The doctor released him. He's off of everything. We took him to Children's Hospital in Madison. And so the Lord blessed us right after that. We came through that episode with my second son, which is our pressed down, shaking together, running over blessing. And then recently I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, I see.
And so we got a bad report about that, but we stood in faith. We knew how to stand in faith. And then this is my niece, one of my nieces that lives with us.
She's a pretty girl.
And so she got healed from asthma this morning. Her chest was tight.
Praise God.
And my husband
that
got healed from
gone.
Amen. And my husband, he said that the Lord healed him this morning
Praise
from the
God.
Rotator cuff.
When you spoke about the rotator cuff, when you spoke about it, my wife said, you missed it. And so I turned around and I felt this heat on my right shoulder. And so it was still hurting. And so when I got in the line and started moving up, the pain just started leaving.
Glory Praise
God. And so I thank God
you,
I am healed. This is the one that I'm holding my son.
Ah, glory to God.
The blessing is on this group.
Sister Gloria, you know, look at this. I just am impressed. You know, this testimony, Abraham, God said to him, in you all the families of the earth would be blessed. There's a family blessing to break the spirit of infirmity that's on family lines.
Praise God. Amen.
This whole family got a miracle right here in this one
that's
service
right.
by the
Thank
blessing
you,
of the Lord.
Lord. So
I just believe it doesn't stop with their family. I believe it's coming on your family right now.
Yeah.
The blessing of Abraham, the family blessing
thank
on your family
you,
line.
Thank
yes, we thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he was up there coughing when we first came in today. And then when we did healing school, because he kept saying, where's Miss Gloria? So we did healing school, and then the cough stopped. And then I said, do you want to go up and give your testimony? He said, yes. So I sat there for a minute, and I said, we're going up. And so I didn't know all this was going to happen. I'm so thankful for Miss Gloria and Mr. Kenneth for just teaching us how to stand on the Word of God. Because I wouldn't have my family today if I hadn't been taught the Word of faith.
Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. Now, it says in the Scripture, every sickness and every disease is under that curse. What is it? Where did that curse come from? From breaking the law, from worshiping another somebody other than God. The curse came when Adam disobeyed God and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So now this scripture says in Galatians 3, and you need to get this down in your thinking, in your heart, and you need to teach it to your children. They need to grow up knowing this. Our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren grew up and are growing up knowing that this is a done deal right here. Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing promised to Abraham, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that would be us if you're outside the Jewish covenant, that the blessing would come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Actually, that belongs to every person in this world. If you'd received Jesus as the Lord of your life, you can be made free from the curse. What would that mean? That would mean there'd be no sickness, no disease, no lack, no poverty. All of that's a curse. Now, you look at Deuteronomy 28, you read through the curse and you read through the blessing, and you'll know while you do it, according to this scripture, I've been redeemed from everything in the curse. Poverty, every kind of bad thing is under that curse. Every kind of good thing is under the blessing. So today, I'm going to pray for your healing. Jesus Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, the Scripture says. And all we have to do to live in divine health is to receive that word about healing. There's lots of scriptures on healing. And act on it. Take it, in other words. And that's the way you prosper. You take scriptures on prosperity. So it's not just for one member of the family. Every member of your family's been redeemed. Now, every member might not be receiving it, but they could. So it's up to you to share that with them and let them know from Isaiah 53 and from this scripture in Galatians that they've been redeemed. Glory to God. Pass it on to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse. Hallelujah. Father, I pray for every person today that has any symptom of sickness and disease, and even those that are healed. We stand for healing. We believe we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We resist sickness and disease. And I command every sickness and disease to leave your body now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You take your healing. You know, the Bible says, believe you receive when you pray, and that word receive is take it. You take your healing in Jesus' name. I'm going to pray over your offering today. Today's offering day. I'm going to pray over your offering and over your finances. Father, we thank you that we have been healed in our bodies, and we thank you that the curse of poverty was in the curse that Jesus bore for us. We've been redeemed from poverty, from lack, from sickness and disease. And the blessing that makes everything right, prospers us, heals us, gives us peace, the blessing has come upon us, and we take it in Jesus' name. I pray over your finances. I believe you receive a hundredfold of what you sow today, but it takes your faith, not just mine, yours and mine. We agree as touching it. For our body that we're healed, our finances are prosperous. There is no lack in our lives in Jesus' name. The whole curse was lack and poverty and sickness. And Galatians 3:13 says, Jesus himself redeemed us from the curse. Hallelujah. What a scripture. If you missed any of the Healing School broadcast this week, go to kcm.org. Get in a good church that preaches you the word, that tells you the truth about things. You've been delivered from every bad situation through the substitution of Jesus bearing the whole curse for you. Look at that in Galatians 3:13. Look at the curse in the Old Testament and see what all you've been delivered from. Hallelujah. It's great. Jesus is coming soon. You and I are going to be ready when he comes. Ken will be on the broadcast next week. Be sure and join him. Don't miss it. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Faith makes prayer work. Prayer doesn't make faith work.
Oh, now you got it. Now you hit it.
See,
boy, that's a bullseye. Say that again.
Faith makes prayer work. Prayer does not make faith work.
Oh, that's it.
I got to have some faith here if I'm going to pray right.